Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is April the 10th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Kings, chapters 10 to 12. We must practice what we preach to others. We read in 1 Kings chapter 10 verses 23 and 24 and chapter 11 verses 4 and 6 like this. So King Solomon surpassed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. Now all the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. For it was so, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned his heart after other gods. And his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and did not fully follow the Lord as his father David. King Solomon was the wisest king who ever lived on the face of this earth. When God blessed Solomon at the start of his rule, it was actually a threefold blessing. The blessing of a wise, understanding heart, riches and honor, and a long life. In fact, King Solomon became the wealthiest and wisest king alive on the earth during his time. He was so wise and rich that the Queen of Sheba was awestruck with the wisdom of Solomon, his grand palace, and everything that she witnessed firsthand in his palace. She remarked that what she had heard was not even half of the glory that she witnessed in Solomon's kingdom. We know that Solomon wrote about 3,000 proverbs that instructed others to live in the fear of God, and concluded in the book of Ecclesiastes with these words that we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verses 13 and 14 like this. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. However, Solomon did not practice what he preached to others. When he was old, neither did he fear God, nor did he keep God's commandments. The fatal error in his life was that he loved many foreign women who turned his heart after other gods. He developed heart problems after turning to other gods through the influence of his foreign wives. The result was that God became angry and displeased with Solomon, to whom he had appeared twice in person. Solomon's life ended in tragedy and disillusionment. The United Kingdom of Israel was torn apart by God, and over 80% of Israel was gifted to his servant Jeroboam. The one king who had it all also lost it all towards the end of his life. Let us be careful to practice what we preach in our own life. In this regard, we need to check out the weak areas in our armor of faith. These may be the areas that Satan can attack us if we are not alert. In Solomon's case, it was his love for foreign women, and he allowed his lurid passion to overrule his God-given wisdom. He loved this heathen woman and married them, probably hoping to influence them towards God. However, he got influenced by them instead, and that led to his downfall. Remember, if this can happen to the wisest man who ever lived on this earth, this can easily happen to us as well. So let us be on our guard constantly to practice what we preach to others. We read the wonderful word of wisdom from Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 8 and 9 as follows. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith.